Can you tell how that's like totally different than the rock around it?
Yeah.
A little bit right here. So that's dinosaur bone right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's early spring in southeastern Utah on a bright, cool day. About 30 people hunch over in the high desert, some squatting low to the ground, looking closely at piles of dirt. It's the Green River Rock and Mineral Festival, and a group of people on a field trip are observing the Hanksville Burpee Dinosaur Quarry. It's one of the largest quarries in the United States, known to hold the remains of at least 15 different dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's the outside of the bone.
There's a bunch of it right over there.
Okay, this is a big limb bone of a sauropod. And this is the dense cortical bone on the outside. You see how thick that is?
Yeah.
You know, that's a big animal. I mean, that would have been a bone about like that big around.
Utah paleontologist James Kirkland explaining a piece of bone poking out of the soil. Besides Kirkland, just about everyone gathered at the quarry is not a scientist, but they are curious about the ancient world and the fascinating traces it's left behind.
I mean, I'd heard that there were dinosaur bones in the Moab area, but I didn't quite understand where. So sort of wanted to know where to find them. Yeah, it seems like really top secret knowledge, but then when you come out here, it's kind of like, oh, no, it's just right there. For better or for worse.
Kelsey Kaprowski. To be clear, no one is taking or collecting the bones, which is theft on public lands. Instead, it's quite the opposite. The curators of the Green River Rock and Mineral Festival say they want to help interpret these delicate sites as an educational experience.
It's really important for us, and that's why like literally scientists are taking people to these sites and teaching them, about how delicate they are. Because I think people are going to go to those places anyway, but if we can like introduce this educational component, hopefully people are going to have more respect for them and like think twice before they damage a site.
Maria Sykes, the executive director of Epicenter. The nonprofit is based in Green River and focuses on rural development and cultural exploration in southeastern Utah. We talk in her truck as she drives the sometimes unforgiving roads to the Hanksville Quarry. Epicenter started the Green River Rock and Mineral Festival 3 years ago as part of an initiative to create some new events during the slower tourism season. Sykes tells me the idea came from some passionate artists and a lapidary. Then the Green River community got behind it. Epicenter secured some funding, and the festival has grown every year. They hosted 9 field trips over one weekend during the recent 2019 Fest, all led by the region's top experts on rocks and minerals. Big names like Dinosaur National Monument paleontologist Rebecca Hunt Foster, rock art researcher Steve Asserson, and Bureau of Land Management regional paleontologist Greg McDonald.
There's just like all these incredible sites in and around Green River that a lot of people don't know about. And then we were also connected to a lot of the people who had either like uncovered these sites or they were just experts on these sites, and they were willing to lead field trips, which is just really exciting. And even for like local residents, they're like, oh yeah, I've been to Fossil Point, but I'm like, have you been to Fossil Point with Greg McDonald? Because when I went, like, he like painted this incredible story, and all of a sudden I just understood like what had actually happened in this site where there was this riverbed and all the dinosaurs and like what, you know, all the different layers and what was happening. And now I can go out there and like share that with people whenever they visit Green River.
State paleontologist James Kirkland says Utah is a very exciting place right now when it comes to dinosaurs. Paleontology in Utah is an active field, with new discoveries and new knowledge coming in every year.
You know, when we first described Utah Raptor, there were 20 dinosaurs known by name in Utah. Since then, it's not all me, this is the Grand Staircase stuff, but this is all the, you know, Moab area stuff that we've discovered. We've found over 100 new dinosaurs in the last 25 years in Utah. So right now, about one in every 10 dinosaurs known in the world is known in Utah. We have a history from the first dinosaurs to their extinction that's unrivaled on planet Earth.
Kirkland has personally named many of the dinosaurs found in this region.
Utah Raptor, Gastonia, Martha Raptor, Ned Colbertia, Mutosaurus, Gemini Raptor.
I ask him what it's like to get to name a new dinosaur.
Oh, it's a blast. It really is. I mean, I've got several new ones I'm working on right now in my lab from right around here, and other people do too. There's probably 25 dinosaurs in labs in Utah right now that haven't got names on them yet. You know, we got a good fishing hole and people have become aware of it.
Back at one of the so-called fishing holes, festival participants continue spotting evidence of a perfectly preserved river ecosystem from millennia ago. In addition to bone chips, there are petrified logs and freshwater clams, amazing specimens to see in the dry, sandy desert. Squint, and you can almost imagine the ancient river channel, flooding at depths up to 50 feet, capable of knocking down a local sauropod.
And you can see how coarse this river is. You know, these are big gravel channels. This is a big river system. During its flood stages, can knock over the biggest dinosaur. Doesn't matter how big a dinosaur you are. This thing was in, you know, roaring flood stage. You weren't crossing it. Now, there's a bone right here.
The group spends the afternoon with Kirkland exchanging stories and learning more about the other world right beneath their feet. You can find out more about the Green River Rock and Mineral Festival by visiting greenriverrocks.org. For Utah Public Radio with KZMU News, I'm Molly Marcello.